Het is namelijk 3:00 middags geworden op donderdagmiddag en dat wil zeggen dat het tijd is voor Patapoes Serieus, Je M'Entendré, Radio Teranga. Radio Teranga in het Frans, in het Engels, in het Nederlands, live vanuit Senegambia, vanuit Amsterdam en allerlei andere plekken die mee willen doen. Die soundcheck is niet helemaal goed gekomen, dit staat aan toch? Zeggen de mensen in de Jitsi gewoon helemaal niks. Ik zie dat we contact zouden moeten kunnen hebben met Jo en met Jo. Kom er maar in. Jo. Met vandaag speciale aandacht geloof ik voor de acties die tegen ijs worden gehouden. Om ijs tegen te houden met lawaai, alarmering. Ik zie Jo's mond bewegen, ik hoor echt geen fuck. Terwijl hij 2 keer in dezelfde Jitsi-vergadering zit. Ik maak de muziek zachter. Misschien. De mond beweegt nu ook niet. Dus dat zegt Jo ook niks. Nou ja, dus in ieder geval. Dat wordt 1 uur lang gezelligheid. En kletsen. In Amsterdam en in Banjul. En ik weet niet waar allemaal. Hallo persoon met bril met groen erin. Welkom in deze uitzending. Ik weet nog niet wie er gek is. Ik heb hier toch geluid. Wat is dat aan? Dit staat aan. Daar is die soundcheck ook voor bedoeld eigenlijk. Ik weet het al. Ik snap het al.
Ja, hetzelfde als gisteren. Nu ben ik er ook weer uit.
Ja. Het mooie is, de luisteraar kan nu ook horen wat er om je ziet. Dus hallo. Soundcheck is rond en het programma is begonnen. Kom maar door.
Oké.
Okay. Ja.
Ja.
Okay. Daar zijn we.
Oké. Okay. I had a problem with my phone, but now I'm on the laptop. And I want to say hello to everybody. Sorry for keeping you waiting. And I want to say hello to Tinus.
Tinus. Hallo Tinus.
Tinus is here. Yeah.
Hello, is it Jo of Jo?
Yes, it's Jo.
Jo.
Ja. Jo-Jo, heb ik ook wel gezien.
Ja, Jo-Jo mag ook.
Ja, Jo-Jo okay. Vrij.
En ben jij Tinus of Martinus of Antonius?
Nee, ik ben Tinus, maar ik antwoord op zo ongeveer alles.
Okay.
Alles.
Mooi.
Maar Tinus heeft wel mijn voorkeur.
Mijn opa was rentmeester. Heeft dat familie van de ritmeester?
Ja. Jouw opa was een ritmeester?
Ja, rentmeester. Wat?
Rentmeester. Ja. Tinus, ritmeester. Welkom.
Ja, dankjewel.
Ja, ik zal even vertellen hoe je erbij komt. Want ik kwam laatst Kees Stad tegen. Bij onze dode accountant. En die vertelde dat ik eigenlijk het beste jou kon raadplegen als het gaat over de vraag naar hoe is het verzet in Amerika tegen ICE?
Ik weet er ietsje van, ja.
Met als achterliggende vraag natuurlijk, hoe kunnen wij ICE omsmelten?
Ja.
Zodat we dat gesmolten ijs naar Groenland kunnen verplaatsen en daar weer mooie sneeuwpoppen van bouwen.
Zoiets, ja.
Dat is eigenlijk de strategie van Patapoe. Maar ik ben heel erg benieuwd hoe de strategieën en de tactieken en de organisatievormen en de dwarsverbindingen zijn in de Verenigde Staten en vooral in Minnesota, want daar kom je eigenlijk vandaan.
Heb je niet ik kom eigenlijk uit Rotterdam-Zuid, hoor.
Jawel, maar je hebt meer dan de helft van de tijd in Minnesota gewoond.
Ja, van mijn 20ste tot mijn 71ste, zeg maar. Maar ik trek altijd de jaren af die ik er niet was. Maar dan blijven er nog 45 jaar over of zo.
En waren dat tropenjaren?
Wat zei je?
Waren dat tropenjaren?
Niet helemaal, want...
Tinus. We have to speak English because Mustafa in Gambia is also here. And he's also very interested in your stories.
Hi, Mustafa. Hi. I am Tinus.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
So we're speaking English now.
Okay.
Yeah, Tinus was just explaining that she lived for... around 50 years in Minnesota, in the United States.
No, 20 years of the 50, I lived in St. Louis, Missouri.
Oh, wow. So you've been around.
Yeah.
And can you tell us briefly what you were doing there?
Briefly, very briefly, because it's a multi-volume book. I went as a domestic worker.
Mustafa, can you close your microphone?
Sorry.
Are you okay? Can you hear?
Yes, okay.
I wanted to leave home in 1966. I had no interest in going to the United States, but so it happened. And I left for 1 or 2 years. I had a MULO diploma. Okay. And ended up in college there. And I remained a work student for the next registered work student for the next 19 years.
All legal?
And then I got a job. So I
was it all legal what you did?
More or less.
Okay, tell me more.
Well, for example, I had a little bookstore in my bedroom. You know, we were international roommates, and I ordered books from Peking Press in Peking, refusing to order books from anti-communist Taiwan. Okay. So I would have these packages for my little bookstore, and I sold them like for $0.25, 35 cents. I distributed the Black Panther Party newspaper. I've always been an activist and a dissident, and never wanted to become a U.S. citizen. I don't believe in borders, so.
But tell
if
me,
one must have a passport, they may as well have a Dutch passport, I thought at the time.
Okay.
I couldn't imagine being an American.
But I want to know a little bit more. You say you were financing the Black Panther newspaper?
No, distributing.
Distributing, okay.
All around my residence and on the different campuses where I hung out, yeah.
Okay, okay. And would you call yourself a radical?
I hope so.
And what does that mean, a radical?
Radical is that you you try to subvert the status quo, and you pay attention to those who have less, and you aim at structural systemic changes. Literally, as we talked yesterday, I agree. I used to teach the word radical to students,
okay,
asking them what they thought it might mean.
Okay.
And just, finding the roots.
We agreed that we can both go back to Anton Pannekoek.
Yes, I studied the Dutch communist, council communist in great detail,
mm-hmm,
in the early 90s, and I would not qualify to call myself a communist, a council communist, but I would be a wannabe. And especially Henriette Roland-Hals and her correspondences with I forgot the woman in Italy, and of course Rosa Luxemburg and the whole Zimmerwald group.
Okay, but listen, this is very unfamiliar for Mustafa in Gambia.
Yeah,
so maybe we can go back to the theme.
I tend to go off on tangent, so you have to stop me.
Yeah, right. So let's go back to the idea of subverting the status quo, because subversion is a very important element of Radio Patapu and Radio Sangha. So, talking about subversion in these days in, let's say, Minnesota.
Yeah, okay, so I can share with you, and you also have to stop me if I do too much talking, because I'm notorious for that.
You have the floor.
You just, okay. I will share with you what I got in my inbox this morning.
Yeah.
Hold on. I will.
You play some spheric music in the background. Don't bother, but it is makes it easier to understand and follow.
Yeah, your rhythm. I don't care. Okay, so today I shared a post from the political bookstore in the town where I used to live in Duluth, Minnesota, up in northern Minnesota. Mm-hmm. And tomorrow there is a general strike.
Okay.
So it reads here, we stand in solidarity with Minneapolis community activists. Trade unions, faith leaders have called for an economic shutdown on January 23rd to protest the actions of the federal government against the state of Minnesota. In the Twin Ports, which would be Duluth, Minnesota, and Superior, Wisconsin, our booksellers will be joining the all-day sit-in event at Duluth City Hall. At noon, members of the Duluth Human Rights Commission will host a press conference sponsored by the Interface Committee for Migrant Justice.
Oh, so the Raad van Kerken, the Council of Churches is leading.
Yeah, they're very progressive. I would also refer you to the last column of Sinan Shankaya in today's Volkskrant.
Okay. What's his point?
What?
What is the point that Sinan Shankaya makes?
Rod, I was talking with you about yesterday that the old world just about expired. It doesn't. It's already a relic. It doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, we're doing the Requiem.
Yeah. Right. So, but there are all these calls also from the labor community, people, the unions, eyes out of the United States. I refer you to a very important article in what's called the American Pamphleteer, What We Do to Fight Back, the Strategy ICE Cannot Outrun. And there's a very detailed, itemized issue and what can be done. And the terms they are using, for example, is sandbagging the, you know, the fascist, or, you know, I still most of the time use tyranny instead of fascism, because on Facebook you're immediately kicked out if you use the word fascism, but they don't seem to have woken up to tyranny yet. So it's the wave of tyranny. and that is by Lady Liberty. And
The sandbag, huh? Sandbag.
Sandbagging, that's what you when you do when you have a flood.
Okay, but it sounds like making barricades.
Yeah, but in all kinds of creative, economically, and that you'd say ludic, witty, subversive ways, and the way that the resistance is organized, not only in Minnesota, but throughout the United States, it's like mm-hmm. a spider web.
Can you give me some example of a nice creative subversive action?
Yeah, I shared a little video with Case the other day in Minneapolis, where they symbolically on a steep hill, they were going down a steep hill, and then at the bottom of the hill there would be ice, and they would be bulldozed over by things that are reminiscent of Minnesota, like the moose or the ice hut for ice fishing, and all these people came barreling down, and there were hundreds of people and cheering on, and they were symbolically bulldozing ice.
Okay.
And so the other one was in Minneapolis when the so-called, this guy came to town and he had 10 followers, and he was met by hundreds of anti-ICE demonstrators in minus 20 or 25 degrees. And they were throwing ice balls at them and inundating the sidewalks with water so they would fall and freeze up when they were sprayed with water. And you can do a lot with ice against ice.
Yeah. You can also work together with Ukraine, because they have a lot of ice there too.
Yeah, but I don't want to go to a green right now. That's a different story.
Oh, okay. Well, but Greenland is also an option, of course.
No, not now. I don't see any solution there. I think we're in the hands of lunatics on both sides of the Atlantic.
Yeah.
And actually, they're all cut from the same capitalist cloth.
I see. Yeah. No, I was just thinking maybe we can fight ice with ice. That's a nice idea, of course.
Yeah. I don't know what I mean by that, really. But I don't know. I've said a lot.
Sorry.
I could share with you right now Robert Reich. He's kind of an institution, and he is radicalized tremendously in the, if you go back over his columns, since 2016. And so let me just read this to you. Forcing many of us to become involved who never expected to be. Okay, so it's a clarion call. It's like SOS. What's happening in Minneapolis may soon be happening in your city. Yesterday, ice swarmed into southern Maine. That's way up on the northeast coast above New York, okay? Lewiston, Portland, and other seaport towns in what the Department of Homeland Security chillingly, again this ice metaphor, and disparagingly calls Operation Catch of the Day. I mean, I'm literally reading this. Ice is out of control, it's acting illegally, stopping motorists and searching homes without warrants, detaining people on the basis of their skin color, smashing car windows, using pepper spray, pulling people out of their beds in the middle of the night who are legally in the United States, arresting and jailing people, shooting people. It has murdered an American who was doing nothing but trying to get her car out of their way. I have been in touch with friends and former students in Minneapolis, as well as Chicago, Los Angeles, and now Maine. Some have been extraordinarily brave. A few tell me they have tailed ICE agents and whistled loudly to warn others of ICE's whereabouts. Some have thought to block agents from entering schools, courthouses, and clinics. Others have been taking videos to give to the media or use in court. For example, that's a very important subversive action. And ICE has said it's like a felony or something. It's punishable by law if you video record ICE, which is not true what they say. Mm. The number of ICE agents continues to expand, along with Border Patrol agents, and then you have, of course, also the police, right? Active military are soon likely to be, or by the time you read this, already are on the streets. The number of cities being subject to ICE is growing. So the question I want to ask today is one that I wish I did not have to ask and never expected to ask of people who inhabit the United States. But it is important, and I'd appreciate it if you'd answer it as honestly as you can. What are you prepared to risk to constrain this illegal force? Let me list the risks in rough order of magnitude, and then I have to go into the article, which you can do yourself.
Okay, and this is what you published on your Facebook account?
Yeah, Robert Reich. He used to be advisor to different presidents, Secretary of Labor, economics, professor at Yale.
It's a classic text in a way. I think we can distribute it as well in Holland.
And because then, I sent you loads of information from all these branches in that so-called spider web. My friends are literally risking their lives, helping their neighbors, harboring their neighbors, taking the children to school for their neighbors, or accompanying them because they are vulnerable everywhere, whether it's at the clinic, at the elementary school, at kindergarten, at the doctor's office, at the courthouse. I put on my Facebook a very moving testimony of a woman who was born and raised in Minneapolis, and they cannot teach anymore because people don't dare. People by the thousands, they don't dare to leave their homes.
Mm.
So they had the faith community had an action last Sunday, and I think there must have been thousands of people.
When you say faith, what kind of faith are you talking about?
Could be anything. Interface. It's interface. Yeah. I never can say the word. I say economical, but I mean
ecumenical.
So that's including atheists and anarchists.
I'm an atheist. I would walk with them.
Yeah.
Of course.
So a Muslim, I presume, if it's.
Of course. Yes. Of course.
And Baha'i.
Yes. And good, so good. You can look at so by the hundreds, if not thousands, and they go by the homes where they know people are. You know, I have goosebumps telling you this. Okay.
Mm.
They go by houses where they know people don't dare to come out, and they're singing, "Hold on, hold on," and just you know, signaling their solidarity.
Yeah, and witnessing at the same time.
And yeah.
Good. Yeah, this is the common ground. You see, this is the, it's interfaith, but it's the shared value that brings us together,
yeah.
Which means solidarity, and yeah. And also you know we don't stop, we go on. Bafou, we say in Senegal, bafou forever.
Bafou, no, and, I like hearing that.
And the word for solidarity is also known in Senegal as the word teranga.
That's why your radio is called teranga, right?
Teranga is the art of receiving, of inviting, of hosting friends and foes.
What language is that?
It's a Wolof. Mustafa, please explain to Mrs. Ritmeester what
no,
is Teranga about.
Don't call me Mrs. Please do never call me Mrs.
Can you please tell this chick called Tinus what Teranga is all about? Please, Mustafa, open your mic.
Yeah, man. Teranga is hospitality, you know. What do you want me to call you? We don't want to...
Tinus.
Kin.
Yeah, like phonetically, I would spell it T-E-E-N-U-S.
Okay, Kins.
Tinus, right. My mother used to call me that.
Yeah. But Kins Teranga is hospitality, you know, hospitality.
Mm-hmm.
Hospitality have everywhere, you know.
Yeah.
But in Senegal, you have hospitality and we call that Teranga.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Thank you. And when I want to ask you about your history in America and, you know, United States, just about all the destruction and all the, you know, many things they are doing bad for the migrants and, you know, what is the position of the human right in all that kind of, you know?
Well, for example, I mentioned that tomorrow when they have the general strike in Minnesota, in Minneapolis and Duluth, Duluth is lucky because Minnesota has always been a very progressive state within the United States, and for example, their Democratic Party has always been aligned with the farmers' movement. So it's called the Democratic Farmer Labor Party in Minnesota, and Duluth has always also been a peace-minded activist community, very democratic, never Republican, never Trump. So there is a human rights commission in the city of Duluth. But not every city in the United States would have such a human rights commission. And they will meet they have a sit-in on the steps of the city hall, and the human rights commission will share its solidarity with the general strike. And I'm not an attorney. I haven't really studied up on human rights commissions and such, but I know they are extremely active and helpful. And particularly the migrant, what was it called? Yo, migrants network.
Defense.
Defense, yeah.
Migrant Defense Network.
Yeah, that. And they are very closely aligned with all human rights organizations. For example, the ACLU is extremely important in terms of defending people's not only human rights but legal rights.
Yeah, legal rights. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I have one question about the situation now in Minneapolis, because I read that the Somali community there is especially targeted by ICE.
Yep, and the Hmong people. Hmong people as well.
The what people?
The Hmong.
From the Golden Triangle, right?
From, I don't know what, if it's the Golden Triangle, but from Southeast Asia.
Yeah, Myanmar and this.
Yeah, yeah, Hmong, and yeah. The mountain people.
Right.
Okay.
The mountain people and the largest constituencies are in Minneapolis and I believe on the West Coast. I'm not sure it's LA or San Francisco, somewhere in between. But in Minneapolis, there is the Hmong community. I've also had students from there. And then there is a huge Somali community. Ethiopian community, and they have been criminalized and incriminated on the only basis of not being white. And they, for example, there is an on lake in Minneapolis, a name you may have seen come across with all the actions. There is a market. It's like a kind of a global market, and the name escapes me right now. And it's all but empty because all those vendors don't dare to show up. Mm. And it's a huge Minneapolis. I mean, it's under a million, the municipality of Minneapolis, but with St. Paul, the Twin Cities, you know, we're talking between 2 and 3 million people. So anyway, you have in Minneapolis then this global market.
I see also a lake, it's called Makaska.
Okay.
Makaska.
No, but the global market has more than one venue.
It's the Lakewood Cemetery is there also.
No, that's not what I mean. It's many markets. There's a Palestinian store. There is a Chinese. People come there on Saturday morning and dance salsa. It's like a community center. And it's all but deserted.
So
now.
It's a kind of also economic attack. On these people for their livelihood, and also people who want to buy the stuff they need, but they don't get, cannot go out of the house or cannot buy it.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. Great
and
disruption.
The small businesses, you know, are suffering also from by default, almost also from the resistance. Their livelihood is at risk. It's very complex. It's not let's join the revolution, we'll take care of it. But no, it's extremely. People are caught in all kinds of contradictions.
Yeah.
And to make judicious assessments, and people are always under stress. They were under stress. These poor communities. The poor communities in the United States have always been under stress since the very beginnings. They have always been under the stress of brutalizing racism. And And now they are just managing some of them to, you know, run a restaurant or run a store. They're being targeted and people don't dare to go shop there. They don't dare to go work there. Same in hospitals. Hospitals are running empty from of staff. The nurse testified. They have critical shortages in all the regional hospitals in Minneapolis because people staying home, they don't dare to show up because they know there could be ICE waiting for them to disappear them, literally, in a transitive sense. Like in Argentina, they disappeared people.
Mm-hmm. You have contacts in this spider's web. How is the research into where the people are when they are disappeared? Where they stay? Are they among the crocodiles or in the foreign country? How does the tracking and tracing work?
I'm one contact outside of. They contact what is called a rapid response. They call the rapid response number. And then they pass on the information, and there will be a resistance group, or they will try to bring people in safety or go to the SOS caller. But the rapid response teams are everywhere, consisting of young and old. In Minnesota is unique. There is even an expression, Minnesota nice. And I have to say, the 30 years I lived there, I have truly experienced that.
I meant the other side, people who have been caught by ICE and are disappeared. Yeah. Is there also a network of finding out where they went, where they are, and if they can
Yes. You know, I don't know everything, yo. Of course there are the constitutional, what is it called, Center for Constitutional Rights, ACLU, Lawyers Guilds, those are the people who are trying to track, because people have been, mothers have been ripped away from their babies, ripped away from their mothers and fathers, and often it just has to be acknowledged. They don't know. Are they in Salvador? Are they in Mexico? Are they in some African country? That is the infuriating tragedy. It is so, and it is so blatant. And before you know, there's a plane taking off with a load full of people that have been disappeared by the thousands, Robert Reich has numbers. How many tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands. And don't forget that in the United States, you already have a gulag of privatized, mostly, prisons that house 2 million some prisoners. And so there's a huge movement that in which Angela Davis played a huge role in getting that going, like I think she began in the 90s already, with prison work, and they call it the abolition movement. Feminism, abolition, freedom, or freedom, feminism, and abolition. I highly recommend, and those networks are everywhere.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That's nice.
And so they bring people from within the prison, like in Zoom calls or conference calls.
This is abolition.
Yeah.
You see?
Oh, what am I looking at?
This is the logo for the Schiphol fire.
Ah, right.
A prison on an airplane.
Yeah, I read up on that several. I know you played a huge role in that, and I do remember how horrified I was. I was in the United States. I'm pretty sure I was horrified.
Yeah.
Horrified. Yeah.
2005.
Yeah.
You can read about it on the website, you know?
I have.
Just telling Mustafa as well, you know?
Yes.
Hey, Mustafa, this is the global village. We move from continent to continent. We try to be together. But as a migrant, you are always separated, you know? But still, Radio Teranga is here to be connected.
Bapau.
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 Bapau. Yeah.
Can we play some uplifting music for a change? Bart. We don't have that. Oh. Boring. This is radio, man. We can sing.
Just do Jaliba again.
We shall overcome.
Jabila Kuyate.
Yeah, it's also good. Yeah.
To celebrate the victory. To celebrate the victory of Senegal, you know, yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, congratulations.
The Lions of Teranga.
I'm the champion, I'm the champion of Africa, you know.
Again and again.
I saw part of the game against Sudan.
Yeah.
I think Senegal won 3-1. That game. Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Merci beaucoup.
What's your take on boycotting the World Cup?
The World Cup?
Do you think it should be boycotted?
Yeah. I think they are going far, inshallah.
You think it should be boycotted?
What?
The World Cup.
The World Cup,
where? In the United States, don't you think it should be boycotted?
No, boycott it, yeah.
Why not?
We have to stop Trump.
Yeah.
Boycott is not Teranga. That's like in Berlin in 1936.
No, you know, that is not Teranga. You have to, play, put the game, make people happy, and, you know, Donald Trump, you have to put them out. At the next election, inshallah.
I want to make a peace picnic on the Greenland.
Okay.
During the World Cup, and we play snowball.
I don't know.
Is that not subversive enough?
You have to ask the people of Greenland.
Yeah, they know the way. Of course, we do that. Do you have a network spider in Greenland?
I don't.
Oh, that's sad. Well, I will check with Denmark. Can we call Denmark, please? Aarhus? Aarhus is closer than Copenhagen. Okay, we keep that for next week, okay?
Can you tell what countries are tuning in to your program?
All countries of the world.
Yeah, but can you monitor? Do you see right now how many are tuned in?
Not me. Maybe Michel.
We never check that.
We don't.
But the program is later published on YouTube, so you can check it again, and you can also see if other people checked it.
You didn't tell me that beforehand.
No, you didn't ask. But I sent you a document with all the information you need.
Okay, that's all right.
My first email, but it's okay. I can do it again. No problem.
Okay.
It's all about.
I didn't know I would go on YouTube. That's the only thing.
But we don't mention names. We're for privacy. My name is Bart, and that's not even in writing. It's only that people
Bart.
YouTube makes a transcript without us wanting or knowing it. So that will be searchable in some way, possibly.
But anyway,
I'm not going to put any metadata with names and stuff in it.
If we make a mistake mentioning a name, we try to immediately create a lot of confusion about this name, as you have heard.
Okay.
So we are intraceable.
Yeah, okay.
You never know if you're traceable, of course.
Yeah, no, okay.
Yeah, don't worry. But YouTube is, you know, it's what's most easy for people in Africa or in Vietnam to check, you know, because Vimeo and Injici, it's not so familiar. So we like to be available and accessible.
They cannot see you. It's not that we have this visual thing that you can see. Not that. It's a still picture of something else with the audio. It's a radio program.
Yeah, okay.
So
all right.
Will be seen.
We can see you because we are in Yitzi, but we cannot see you on the radio or on YouTube.
Okay.
Don't worry.
I am fine.
You have beautiful glasses, I can say.
You are absolutely invaluable for this show.
This is Radio Teranga.
Bafau!
Bafau!
Thank you. Yeah. Maybe I'll call in next week again. Maybe I have some news.
Yes, that
same
is
link.
Nice.
Same link, same time.
You are always welcome. You are beautiful.
You look
very nice.
Joe is going to send you the YouTube link, so then you have that too.
Yeah. Solidarity for international solidarity forever.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, good luck. I'm glad to have met Radio Teranga and what is the larger organization called? Patapu.
Yeah, right.
That's our spider network.
Yeah, wonderful.
Yeah.
Thanks for doing this.
More like a cocoon, really. But
anyway. More snow, less ice. More snow, less ice.
It's hard for me to. It's hard for me to join in on that because I lived in Minnesota, northern Minnesota, for 30 years with snow, and you wouldn't be chanting that. Yeah.
That's the national football song of Somalia. Say hello to the brothers and sisters.
Okay, well, hello. I'm not a part of that world.
You are.
Well,
yes, you are.
No, no, that the football world is not my world. Okay, yeah. Okay.
But you like singing, don't you?
Okay. I don't sing.
Okay. I wish you a pleasant hangout.
I hope you come back next week.
Yeah, okay. So long.
Say hello to all the people around you.
Yeah, and so you're telling this to the whole world, right?
Yes.
Only the ones that want to listen.
Yeah, that's Teranga.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, ciao. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ciao. Bafau.
Bafau. This.
Jerry Jeff.
So we jumped to the continent called America. America. Yeah. What is, you know, nobody talks about Africa anymore. It's only about Europe what's it like to be in Africa?
But it's your perception because you have your European media.
Do you know about Greenland at all, Mustafa?
Greenland, I don't know Greenland, you know. But I hear Greenland these days about, you know, the against to Donald Trump want to do with the Greenland. He want to take Greenland, you know, take over Greenland. But I don't know Greenland. Me, I think Greenland is about America. Or, well, they tell me. Greenland is about Denmark, around Denmark.
Greenland is the biggest island of the world, maybe after Madagascar. And it's part of the Arctic. It's very much in the north, you know. It's mostly covered with snow and ice. and there's only 57,000 people living there.
But is it in Africa?
No, it's in the north. It's near the North Pole. It's okay. Ice.
Okay.
Yeah, it's far away from you.
Okay, okay.
And there's not many people there. There's only 57,000 people.
All right.
In this huge land, but that land is covered with snow and ice. That's why there are more ice bears and seals, you know, these dogs that swim in the ocean. There's many more seals than people there. And okay. Then, you know, there's a lot of Inuit. That's the indigenous people from Greenland, but they have been colonized by Denmark for about 100
years. Formerly Eskimo.
Yeah, you can... It's now ice cream, Eskimo, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, this is the story, because Denmark, you know, Denmark is much smaller than Greenland, you know, but there are many more people. And then, I don't know, what can I say? It's
They have president, or they have government there, or...
Yeah, it's an autonomous region of Denmark. It belongs to the Kingdom of Denmark, but they have some kind of autonomy, but not the army and not the foreign policy. And they are completely
independent. That is already full of the Americans. The Americans are allowed to do anything they want on Greenland already from an old treaty. So it's all childish nonsense and just everybody is fucked.
No, that's not completely true. Because of climate change, you know, the ice cap is melting. And also in Greenland and around Greenland, now it becomes possible more and more to get on a boat and sail through and find what you can find there. And they believe that there are many minerals and diamonds and oil wells and a lot of shit happening that they need for their business, you know? So that is why they want to exploit, extract, and destroy Mother Nature on Greenland.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. But this is why we have to make this peace camp, to make a picnic where we are, you know, defending Mother Earth.
Definitely.
That is Targa.
Yeah, right.
And actually, there's one man from Togo. He has spent many years on Greenland. I'm not sure if he's still alive, but his book is here. I can show you.
Yo is going to pick the book from his room somewhere.
I don't find it right now, but yeah. There's a famous book about a man who's traveling from Togo to Greenland, and it's very nice people there. Yeah. So I hope they can invite us. I'm sure they will. We take the boat and we sail to Greenland. Yeah. There's a lot of space. So if you want to migrate, you know, now is the time to migrate to Greenland. You know, there's a big future there. There's a lot of shit happening. And there's space enough for everybody.
Yeah, it's true. You can take the boat.
Yeah. We go back in the old days, you know, the Dutch people, they were also sailing there to chase whales and ice bears.
And take the boat to go there.
Yeah. Absolutely. Hey, somebody is calling on the phone. Anyway. Oh! What's the time? We have 10 minutes. Only 7 minutes. Hey, what's going on in Gambia? What's happening with you?
Oh, I'm here. Yeah, I received call.
Okay. You have to stop?
Yeah.
Okay. See you later.
Yeah.
That's his girlfriend, I suppose.
Yeah.
No, it's not girlfriend, no. It's not girlfriend, it's just Lamin.
Ah, Lamin. Which one?
Yeah, Lamin, my, yeah, no.
Lamin, yeah, Kassavi.
I have 3 Lamin here.
Is it Lamin Kassave?
Lamin Kassava, yes.
Okay. Good, say hello.
Okay, thank you to join Radio Teranga. And, you know, I wish all the best for Radio Teranga.
Okay, merci, Jerejev. See you later, alligator.
Bafau.
Bafau. Bafau.
Jerejev.
Doei, doei, doei.
Nou, mooi.
Nou, thank you very much.
Ja, eindje weer, Jassen.
Afrondend.
Ja, afrondend.
Ik vind dat wel goed, hoor, dat we toch een beetje weer eens teruggaan naar wat er shit happening in Amerika, toch?
Ja, 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 zeker. Zij is een goede daarvoor, in de zin van in het spinnenweb.
Een spin in het web, ja zeker.
En dat moet je ook hebben natuurlijk. En met grondig en lees er mail alles meteen ook.
Ja.
Ja, dat is heel fijn. Ik hoop dat ze volgende week terugkomt.
Ja.
Wat ging ik nou doen? Ik ging de tune ergens opzetten. Dat was ook
zo. Oh ja. Ja, we kunnen ongeveer ophouden hier.
Ja, dacht ik.
Ja, is goed.
Dus dat is Tinus.
Ja. Nog even voor de agenda. Zondag is er dus een benefietavond voor Soudan. In het skatecafé in Amsterdam-Noord. Dit is heel belangrijk, want Soudan is ook van ons. En ja. dan wens ik u allemaal een fijne voortzetting. Dames en heren. Meisjes en jongens.
Maar waar heb ik nou die tune gelaten?
Waar is de eindtune?
Echt, ik word een beetje gek van. Oh, wacht, nee. Ja, nee, toch niet. Nee.
Ja.
Maar nee, toch niet. Nee, ja. Helemaal niet zelfs. Verder. Hierheen dan. Hier.
Nou ja, we komen er wel.
We komen er zeker.
We hebben alle tijd.
En daar is hij ook. De eindtune.
Knippen we eruit.
Het programma afgelopen. Tot volgende week. Dag.
Zoals dat
fout.
Thank you.